Stand by for the Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Terry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's Terry Saul Show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. Today's special guest is Liza Minnelli. Wrong, but we were close. Aren't we close?
So close.
Jillian Snow Harris is our guest today. She is a Liza Minnelli tribute artist, correct?
Yes.
Let's see. If you're listening to the show today on Saturday, you are performing tomorrow. If you're listening to our Sunday broadcast, you're performing later on today.
Yes.
How does that work?
I don't know.
That's it's the like joy of radio. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay, you know, for an old man at this age.
What? First day on the job?
First day on the job. You can tell, can't you? Okay, I see how this is going to go. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You're a Salem girl, aren't you?
I am. Born and raised in South Salem. I went to Sprague High School. Go Olies. Did I say that right? Olympians, I think. Something.
You went there. I did.
I just remember there was gold paint and somebody running around with a torch. Yeah, it was a really good time.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hope it was a student, right?
It was.
All right.
They kept getting sick from the paint, though, so I think they stopped.
Now, you don't live here in Salem anymore, do you?
I don't. No, I live in Portland now. I went to school in New York and moved back about 7 years ago.
How long did you live in New York?
About 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah. Why'd you come back?
I was exhausted. Did the Liza Minnelli thing there and after college and, you know, the cattle calls, that was fun. But I wanted to start performing right away and started that at went to a piano bar, and I've always impersonated her growing up, I think, and just kind of went from there. The right person was in the audience and said, you should do this as a profession and maybe audition for this show.
Were you always into singing? Did you always enjoy singing?
I was. It kind of started with Dolly Parton, actually.
Explain that.
I don't remember the name of the show, but she had a special with Willie Nelson and oh gosh, what's the other? Kenny Rogers. And
is that the Farm Aid thing that they did years ago?
I think so.
Yeah, outdoor show?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a Farm Aid years ago.
Yeah, I don't
way
know.
Way before my time.
I was an infant, but no, I was just kind of mesmerized. My mom started buying, you know, cassette tapes of Dolly Parton, and I just wanted to be just like her, and then moved on to Judy Garland, and then she brought home a VHS of the movie Stepping Out, where Liza Minnelli played a tap dancing instructor, and she said, this is Judy Garland's little girl, and so that just kind of became my new obsession.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing Liza?
Since I was about 20.
Really? So just a couple
13
years?
Year, yeah. Uh-huh,
years.
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been a rough ride.
You're quick. Have you ever seen Liza perform?
I've never seen her perform.
Incredible.
But
I saw her at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. Incredible. She comes out there and she owns the stage.
Oh my gosh.
And she's just, she's the type of person that you think she'd be fun just to hang out with.
You know, I think, and every Liza Minnelli story I've heard where somebody has like, okay, I'm just going to go up and I'm going to meet her. And there she is. You know, one of the stories, she actually was like, do you want to have lunch with me? My group left. And this guy got to have lunch with Liza Minnelli. But
nice.
She sounds very warm and friendly. And
I had the opportunity to open for her about 2 years ago at Saratoga at a winery.
Oh my gosh.
It was all set up. The whole thing was put together, and her voice went out. And
so she
didn't even make the trip. And it's like, I'll still go down there anyhow just in case she shows up.
Exactly.
But she didn't make the trip, and we never pieced it back together again. So
wow.
The fact that I'm opening with you guys this weekend, that will take care of it. What's Liza's favorite song, in your opinion?
what's her favorite song?
Yeah. And then I'm asking you what yours is.
That's a probably I don't think any of the classic Liza songs. She's I would say A Quiet Place.
Really?
Yeah, is a good one.
Yeah.
I know she sang that when she was very young, but I don't know. There's certain songs that hit a chord, and I think that her popular ones hit a chord with people that...
Cabaret, New York.
I mean, it's like larger than life songs.
Sure,
and she's...
When she did New York, when I went to see her there, they gave her a standing ovation that lasted at least 5 minutes after that song, because she wanted to leave the stage, and they just wouldn't let her leave. She belted that song out, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She's so tiny.
She is. Sneaky little thing, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah. And I love listening to her talk. I was watching a special the other night on Johnny Carson. They show those late at night now. Mm-hmm. And she happened to be the guest.
Oh.
And it was a younger Liza.
Yeah.
And she came up there and she kept talking about Uncle Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Sammy. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Who's at the door? Oh, it's Uncle Frank.
She's had a interesting life.
Yeah.
For sure.
And is she still performing?
She is.
Let's call her. You got her number?
I do. Let me text her.
Yeah.
I'll just text some emojis. No, she was doing shows in Vegas with Michael Feinstein.
Don't tell me he's a Michael Jackson tribute artist, isn't he?
No, he's actually a
Firestone. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it was one of them.
he's a famous accompanist composer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's incredible, but he's actually her best friend, I think, in real life too. Yeah.
She's not married to that crazy guy anymore, is she?
No, he died.
Oops.
Yeah. David Guest.
Was, yes, that's who it was.
Uh-huh.
He was a little bit of a strange bird, though, wasn't he?
He was a strange bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that marriage lasted a while, didn't it?
I feel like it did for
a
minute.
We're getting all the personal information.
I know.
Liza, this is great. You know?
She never wants to talk about that what she calls him.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. That man. We don't talk about that man.
So you decided to do Liza. Now, you're not a brunette. I'm looking at you right now, and you're not a brunette.
No.
I did a show with Philip Bauer, who does Johnny Cash.
Uh-huh.
And he's as blonde as could be. And we were backstage, and I'm looking at him, and I said, you know what? You do not look anything like Johnny Cash. And he looked at me and he says, you just don't worry about it and wait. And so when I'm on stage, I'm doing my bit and it's time to introduce him. I turn around and out walks this guy. I thought, holy moly, he looks just like Johnny Cash. Well, I'm looking at a picture of you right now and the picture looks like Liza.
Yeah.
So
a lot of makeup, wig, does wonders, a lot of sequins.
How long does it take you to go from Julian to Liza?
You know, probably an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, it's the eyelashes that kind of get me sometimes. Sometimes you get some quality ones and then you kind of reach in the back of your caboodle and go, oh, gosh, I forgot to get my good ones. And it takes a long time.
What about the voice?
Do you want me to do it?
Sure. I don't have any music for you.
I can just talk to you like her if you'd like.
There you go.
Yeah, you just a little.
She has that little laugh, doesn't she, when she talks?
Well, I think she's shy.
Aren't most entertainers shy?
I think so.
I interviewed Don Rickles one time. He says that he was one of the shyest entertainers you'd ever see.
I'm pretty shy in real life.
So am I.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on radio.
I think so.
They can't see me on radio.
You got to do the things that scare you the most, though.
Yeah.
I think. And I think that my parents really encouraged me and kind of pushed me out to be like, okay, well, here's the scariest thing ever. Let's do dance lessons, you know, music lessons, all these things that, you know, because I was very shy, kind of closed off. I didn't have many friends, like to hang out by myself. And that was, I remember, gosh, they offered to get me a puppy if I would just do the talent show.
Bribery.
Couldn't even do that. I know. Yeah. Well,
if you're so shy, how do you get out on stage with all of these eyeballs staring at you?
I think it's more of, it's like putting on a mask and you get to be somebody else. And I think that that's what really drew me into, you know, becoming a tribute artist is I grew up with all these entertainers I always wanted to step out and have my shy shell. And this way I get to put on all the costumes and the hair, and I don't have to be Jillian. So, and I like being Jillian too, but Jillian, that scares me. It's very vulnerable, and that's.
So, what's the biggest audience you've walked out on a stage in front of?
Ooh. I guess about 500 at the most. Yeah.
Do you get it's nervous before you walk out on stage?
You know, it's right before. It's right before, and then as soon as I get out there, and having a partner, and doing these shows with somebody else is so much fun. I used to do it by myself, and it's like having a, you know, your team's up there to back you up, and right. He's just this incredible, David Safford, who plays Liberace. He's my best friend in real life, too, so it's like going out and having a good time with your best right. friend on stage.
The very first time I ever opened up for Louis Anderson was in Las Vegas mm-hmm. at the Excalibur, and I remember they have the fly mirror, which is a big mirror right as the stage there, so you can mm-hmm. check your fly.
Right, right.
And it was, I was just getting ready to go out there, and I realized I don't even know my opening line. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I don't mm-hmm. remember nothing because I'm staring in this little mirror thinking, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. And then this weird thing happened. I saw this vision of my mother's face.
Yeah.
And she says, go ahead, son, get out there. Yeah. I got your backside. And I thought, okay. And went out, and we did it.
Yeah.
But it's just before you go out,
there's always some kind of. I always feel my grandmother, and I have my her class ring. I always wear for shows, but it's one of those things where it's kind of like, it's more of this kind of get out there, just do it, yeah. you know, stop. So it's just this little. She was a little feisty.
A little bit on the feisty
yeah,
side.
Yeah,
huh?
In a good way.
Yeah.
Oh, just do it and have fun and stop complaining.
Do you have fun out there?
I do. I have so much fun out there.
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, after shows, oh, I loved the part when you did this, and I have no idea what they're talking about because you just kind of black out a little bit.
Right.
It's a really fun, intense feeling.
Do you do a meet and greet with?
I do.
in character still, or
you
yank off that wig and the blonde hair is sticking
no,
out.
No, I come out with the whole getup, and you know we do photos and things like that. But when I do go out there, I go out there as myself, and that is very scary. So it's
yeah.
But it's nice. I enjoy it. And David's a lot better at the meet and greet than I am.
When I introduced you as a tribute artist. We've done many shows with mm-hmm. Some tribute artists, mainly an Elvis one, which everybody seems to have worked with Elvis. They don't want to be called an impersonator.
No.
It's a tribute artist, and that's what they want to be called.
Because we're giving tribute to these artists that we, you know, essentially grew up with and connected to. And I think that when you say impersonator, you think cartoony, you think hokey, you think exaggerated, which a lot of it is exaggerated for sure. But I think that David and I try to be as real to the characters, the humans as possible. Liza's still alive. Liberace's gone. But it's paying tribute.
If somebody was to come up to you and say, Jillian, guess what? Liza's in the audience. What are you going to do now? Get out on stage and perform?
Just start sobbing and run out of the
Would you ever
venue.
Want to perform in front of her?
Oh, you know, I would love to. And I think the first thought in my mind would be, you know, obviously, oh my God, she's here, but just that she wouldn't be offended by anything.
Right.
And I know that paying tribute to it's the most sincerest form of flattery, I think. And I think Judy Garland said that, actually.
Right.
But I know that she's had a lot of people do her, and I would say impersonate her.
Right.
And it's very exaggerated, and you know, they make references to personal things, like,
sure,
you know,
sure.
the alcoholism and
right.
I don't go that route.
We need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Today's special guest is a Liza Minnelli tribute artist, Julian Snow Harris. Three names. What's that all about?
I'm just pretentious.
Okay. That's why I just go by one name.
It's my full name.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's your real name?
Beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah. All right. Stick with it then. Just tell me to shut up and mind my own business. I don't care. The show that you're doing this weekend, it's a special benefit for Alzheimer's Association. It's going to be taking place at the Scottish Rite Center over at 4090 Commercial Street Southeast. Now, if you're listening to us on Saturday, it's going to be taking place tomorrow, Sunday. If you're listening to us on Sunday, you still have time to get out there to see it. It's a 1 o'clock show. Is that correct?
1 o'clock, the doors open, so it's a 2 o'clock show.
Well, see, now I was going to get there early. Sheesh. All right.
There's refreshments in the beginning, though.
Liberace is joining you on stage.
The Liberace.
The Liberace.
He has risen.
All right. Yeah. His name is, what is his name, David Safford?
David Safford.
Safford.
Yes.
Okay. What do we know about him?
David Safford
Does he really play the piano?
He does. He
really?
Does. Yeah. There's no recordings. He's an incredible, accomplished pianist.
And what do we know about him?
He's my best friend in real life.
Okay.
He's from Wisconsin. It's from a little town. It's called Spooner. Spooner.
Spooner?
Yeah. Okay. He doesn't have to work on the Liberace accent. But
did Liberace have an accent?
He did a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Wisconsin. David has been playing piano, I think, since he's about 3 years old, and he's a classical pianist. And
I saw a little video clip of him. Uh-huh. He's got a sense of humor, doesn't he?
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah.
He's very, very funny. That's what's so special about doing a show with your best friend is you can just, I mean, the banter is just, it's never ending. And sometimes we have to check in and go, okay, we're very hyper.
I had the opportunity to open for Donnie and Marie, and
oh, wow.
Their banter that they do mm-hmm. is pretty well scripted,
right?
But she tends to take off and go with it and keep zigging and more.
Well,
and he's the one that has to, hey, come
that's,
on, reel
that's
it back
actually
in.
What he does,
yeah.
And that's kind of our he's actually, you know, the straight man in the show where
is kind of bizarre,
which is kind of funny if
you
ask me. But we also have Bo Ayers is our musical director.
Why
and
does that
arranger.
Name sound familiar?
He was actually Liberace's musical director for 13 years.
Really?
The actual Liberace. And he lives in Portland, Oregon with his wife, Barbara. You know, I met him probably the first year moving back to Portland, you know, found out about him and his history. He's also worked with Barbara Streisand and Elvis. And I started doing shows with David
Elvis
about...
who?
Elvis who, I know, right?
Elvis who? Who would that Elvis be? Okay.
Presley.
Oh, that
with a
guy.
Z, I think. But he actually started doing shows with us later on, and I introduced David and Bo, and it was really cute because David was starstruck because he
read a
lot about Liberace. He knew who he was, and he was just... I took him to a holiday party, a company party, and Bo was there. I knew that he'd be there, and I did a little setup, you know. He said, well, I'll come and see your show. And, you know, that sounds exciting, you know.
Yeah.
And he's seen
I'll
a lot of Liberace, impersonators. Yeah, right. But he showed up and he emailed David later on and say, listen, I'm really interested in this and I'd like to be a part of it. And he's been great. And he does all of our arrangements. And, you know, they're like true Liberace arrangements that he actually arranged back. I don't want to say back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah, a couple weeks
now,
ago.
Now, where did you meet David?
I met David through my sister. My older sister had worked with him at a theater company, and I was actually living in New York at the time, but I just remember, you know, anytime I was on the phone with her, she would bring David up and be like, you got to meet my friend David. You two would just really hit it off and click.
Right.
And we finally did, and he was doing a birthday show for this festival in Portland, and he did it every year, and he asked me to be a special guest one year, and then we turned it into
nice.
Something bigger.
Now, did Liberace and Liza ever perform together?
No.
I don't think I remember
no,
ever seeing that.
They never did.
That would have been a hell of a show, though, wouldn't
it? Oh, my gosh. Well, we went to Las Vegas, and we went to the Liberace exhibit, which actually takes place in Michael Jackson's home in Las Vegas. And so it's actually in the basement. And so they did this tour with us. And there's actually a picture of Liza and a picture of Liberace, but they were next to each other. And it's the actual costume that David had fabricated for our show.
Right.
Or duplicated, rather. Yeah, so we kind of took that as a sign. We're like, yeah, we should be doing this.
Yeah. Now, how long of a show is it?
The show typically is 2 hours, hour 45, with an intermission.
Okay.
Everyone can have a little break from all the laughter and all the fun.
Will each one of you come out separately, or do you come out as a team?
No, David actually comes out, and he's kind of the narrator of the show, I would say. He pushes the car forward, and so he comes out, and he does in classic Liberace style and says, how do you like the outfit, and does a whole, I don't want to say striptease, but he takes off the cape and talks about the rings, and then he introduces his friend. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She just happened to show up.
We just feel like that's probably how it would go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the two of you stay out there the whole time together?
We do. We stay out there until intermission. And then, again, he introduces. And actually, for smaller venues, we've been doing a little bit of, Bo does a small introduction and his history with the two artists and introduces himself, because a lot of people are not realizing, you know, that he was Liberace's musical director, and they think that it's fabricated, you know, when we do, when we start our show. So we've been doing that for smaller venues, and I think we're probably going to do that at the Temple. So,
well, good. Now, do you guys have merchandise that you sell, or?
You know, yes, Trapper Keepers, and we don't yet, but we just actually got our official logo that you can find on our website, InSequencePDX.com. InSequence is our company name. We'll have some stuff up there, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe some bumper stickers.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Stuff for them to find. We need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group. Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. You think they have it all figured out there? You know, you're going to buy a house and drive over there with a car and then get some insurance for the deal. That's how it's worked, you know. And the Sternwheeler, what are they going to do? They'll serve you a nice little dinner on a boat.
Oh, I know we've met.
Who? You've met who, them?
You and I.
Oh, well, don't get me. We're going to meet for this show. And your mother's over in the background talking like this is live radio. And she just wants to jump in here. And no, we're not done. We're still on the air. But you just go ahead and fill in whatever you want there, and we'll just make it happen, okay? Jillian, get rid of her.
I'm so sorry.
How does she get past security?
I
want to know.
I call her Mommy Dearest.
Okay. We'll be back in just a moment with Mommy Dearest and her daughter.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
We are back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM, AM, and FM. I am your host, and today we're talking with Jillian Snow Harris. And since your mother's here, why don't we just pull her up to a microphone and see what she has to say, for crying out loud. She's back here yelling at all of us.
Grab a mic, Mom.
How you doing? Jan Harris has joined us. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Tell me about Jillian. What was she like growing up? Give me all the dirt. She's not listening. Give me all the dirt.
Oh, okay, Jillian. Well, she was obviously the perfect child. She's my youngest. She's...
So you see a future in her. That's why you said perfect child. Is she your only child?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay,
I have two perfect daughters.
Yeah,
uh-huh. So.
I get how this is working. Okay.
she was always the easy child, the quiet one.
When did you realize she could sing?
She started just singing when she was in preschool. And
what would she sing?
Jillian, what was the name of the song? The red and yellow and pink and blue.
Do you remember that, Jill?
The rainbow song.
Do you remember that?
The rainbow song.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Red and yellow and pink and green. Should I do it like Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, do it like Liza.
Purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow.
There you go. There you go.
Well, so I would, and I noticed that she had a really beautiful voice, very, very young. And so I would like ask her to sing for me. And the only way she would do that would be with her back to me and facing the wall. She was
she's a shy one, isn't she?
She was very shy.
Wow.
But she loved, I rented musicals for her. She loved Oklahoma, Brigadoon, and all those old ones. And she would just sit there fascinated and, you know, perfect babysitter when I had stuff to do, you know, just run a musical for her. She was fine.
So she got into doing Liza. What do you think of her Liza?
I think it's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If it stunk, would you tell me?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think you would.
I'm her biggest fan and her biggest critic, right?
See, my wife does that. When I'm on stage doing my stand-up, my wife is sitting there with her notepad, and she's writing down. And when I walk off stage, I go, man, that was a great audience. She goes, yeah, it was okay. And she'll sit there and she'll tell me, that joke didn't work. That joke, you got to laugh.
Yeah.
Or the opposite. If I walk out there and go, man, that audience was just dead. She goes, no, they were laughing. They were laughing.
Yeah.
My mom gets secondhand embarrassment. I don't know if you...
I do not get secondhand embarrassment.
What is that?
Well, she can't... You can't, like, disguise the face. If she doesn't like something, she'll go, I've seen it.
That's an awful face. I don't make that face. You're so lying on radio.
You're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm just going to let you two fight. So tell me about this show. The show, again, if you're listening today on Saturday, the show's going to be tomorrow. If you're listening today on Sunday, the show is going to be in just a couple of hours.
Right. The doors open at 1 o'clock, and we're going to have some dessert-type things to purchase, some beverages. We have a winery that's going to be there. Just kind of a, you know, time for people to... You know, have a little snack and visit. Then the show starts at 2.
Is that when that MC guy goes on?
Yeah, some guy. I think he's
some radio
from
wannabe.
Radio. Was it KBZY? I'm sorry. No. Oh, KSLM. That's right.
And tomorrow I'll be selling hamburgers at McDonald's.
Yes.
You know, Jen, I'd like to thank you for ending my radio career.
I'm kind of a smart aleck, and I'm sorry, but but you kind of put me on the spot because
I never mentioned that at all.
You didn't tell me I was going to talk either. So
didn't realize you're going to start.
She's just my ride.
I'm more shy than Jillian. So
I can tell.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
And I don't sing.
Okay.
Period.
Then I won't ask you to. Tell me about the show. You got that MC guy is going to come out there
and he's going to do some Liza songs. I heard.
You heard wrong.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to do a Liza song.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He knows the only Liza song he knows is New York, and I just did it.
Oh, okay.
New York.
That's it.
That's all
okay.
I know.
Well, that was awesome.
Julian, how long did it take you to? Do you do New York way Liza does New York?
Yes.
You belt that. Is that a hard song to do?
Yes.
Because like you got to just really belt it out.
It's running a marathon, but it's also, it's kind of in, it's like in the same range the whole time. So there's there's no breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard song.
Is it?
Yeah.
How about Cabaret? Everybody loves Cabaret.
You know, I've been doing Cabaret for years and I love it because it's kind of like a monologue song.
Yeah.
It's really, Cabaret's it's
kind
fun
of a
to
sassy
connect.
Song, isn't
yeah,
it?
You get to, like you get to have fun with the audience, I think, a lot with that. I pick an LC each time, you know.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's talking about her friend
your
that
MC
died.
MC is not your LC.
Okay. Well, Mom, we need to talk about that. You said that he was game.
I said he was a volunteer.
All right. Gia, what else is going on this show?
They can get tickets at the door.
Okay.
In advance, they are $20. They're $25 at the door. We do not have the capability of taking debit or credit cards at this point.
Okay.
So cash or check is the best.
Okay.
And
now this is a benefit?
It is a benefit for the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay. How did you come up with that?
I belong to a group. It's an informal networking group called Better Together.
Okay.
And a lot of the marketing reps from the assisted care places in Marion and Polk County, they meet once a month. They share information, you know, who has an opening for memory care, you know, who has a, you know, a single apartment that can have a pet, you know, just that kind of thing. And it's it's just kind of a, you know, it's just kind of a goodwill thing to kind of, you know, help people out. I joined because my company that's co-sponsoring it, O'Leary Health Insurance, we do Medicare. We specialize in Medicare. Eric O'Leary's the owner. So I got invited to be in the group and see if we could, you know, help folks in that way. But anyway, once a year they do this thing called the Longest Day, where they do, the group does fundraising. They try to get donations so that they can, they actually get, hire some buses and they go down to visit all the assisted care places. They go clear down to Corvallis and they go in and just sing songs with the folks and bring them little trinkets and just kind of a goodwill kind of tour, bus tour. It's just spend all day doing that. All the benefits that we collect are going to the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay. Now, how big of a venue is the Scottish Rite?
Well, it does hold up to 500 people, I was told. They have, you know, permanent seats that go all the way around.
Right.
And then they set up chairs in the middle, and we're going to have it set up the first couple of rows for those with disabilities or handicap wheelchairs so that we can accommodate that.
Okay. I thought you said she was shy. I thought, Jillian,
she was reading a script, though.
I am really shy.
She wasn't reading anything, for crying out loud. Well, it's probably a little late in the game to purchase your tickets. Now, the best thing to do is get them at the door then.
Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is get them at the door. Well, or if you want to, you know, get the pre-sale price, you can call the phone number.
Which is 503-302-6934.
Correct.
Is that Julian's cell phone number? Personal cell phone number, Julian.
No, that's...
Oh, well, take one for the team, will you?
That's your number. That's your home number, Terry.
Uh-oh.
No, this is actually Samantha Demchak, and she's Winsong Memory Care. They're also co-sponsoring this with O'Leary Health. If you want to use a debit or credit card, she's not going to be able to do that, but she will take your name as an advance call, put it on a will call sheet, and then when you come to the show with your check or cash, then she'll give you the pre-sale price. That's kind of how we're doing it.
Okay. All right. We've got about 3 minutes left in this particular segment. How many songs do you think you'll actually be doing, Jillian?
Well, I think I am actually doing about 8 or 9.
Really? What is your favorite Liza song?
My favorite.
Your favorite one.
My favorite Liza song is actually a song called Stepping Out, which is actually from the movie Stepping Out, where I discovered my love for Liza Minnelli. So that song has I got a lot of love for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this time. I know it's...
That's a good
they
one.
They say it's overdone, but it's just lovely. I love it.
She belts that one out, too.
She does.
It starts out slow.
That's also the
builds.
One... Yeah, but it's also the one where I have to kind of... I, like, reel it in a little bit. You know, I'm okay, I'm gonna, you know, take my sedative and kind of, you know... Because I'm a little hyper throughout the show, but that one I can really kind of sit with and play around
and,
with.
And let's talk a little bit more about David there. He actually plays the piano.
He does incredibly well.
Now, see, guys like that, we want to just
and
beat up.
And there's no sheet music involved.
Yeah, really?
He memorizes most of anything, any job he gets. He doesn't like having it in front of him.
Now, where do you guys perform? You perform all over the
We perform Portland? All over Portland. We actually have a couple shows at Michael Feinstein's club in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
At the end
When's
of the
that?
Month. That's going to be the 26th and the 27th
of June
at Hotel Nico. It's called Nico. Feinstein's at the Nico.
Okay.
Yes. And then we also have a couple
That's a big show.
It's a really big show. We did it last year. We sold out. And so
nice.
They gave us 2 nights instead of 1 night. And that's a
Perfect.
Huge, huge honor.
Yeah.
I mean, we're playing with some of the greats and Broadway stars. And it's
Drop
just,
some names. Drop some names.
Bernadette Peters was one of them. Liza Minnelli herself.
Is she going to be there?
I don't know.
No, wait,
I don't know.
Oh, you got me confused. You said some of these people, Bernadette Peters, are going to be there?
No, I'm saying they perform there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a big Broadway venue.
Okay.
Super honored to be a part of that lineup. I mean, it's a huge deal for us.
All right. And then where do you go from there?
From there? Oh, gosh. Who knows? New York? Vegas?
Are you doing this full time?
No. I'm not doing...
Do you want to do this full-time?
I would love to do it full-time. I would love to.
Yeah.
I mean, I love being a waitress, too, but, you know.
Is that what you do in your spare time?
I do.
Where? Yeah. Don't name names.
No, I was going to...
I have crazy people listen to my show, and... They'll stalk you.
Okay.
It's up in Portland somewhere?
Let's just say it's in Portland. Yeah, get ready to put your name on the list. There's about a 30-minute wait.
It's
a very popular brunch spot.
Taking a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheel, the Lule Group, Don Lule Homes, Teresa Lule State Farm Insurance, and Lule's Car Connection. Back in just a moment. Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. Are you in the market for a new car? Well, if so, I encourage you to do what I do. Head down to Lule's Car Connection. Lule's has been selling quality vehicles for over 30 years. Lule's brokers any new vehicle selling within dealer invoice. And check this out. Lule's has financing with most major lenders and credit unions. So do what I do. Stop by Lule's Car Connection, located at 2055 Mission Street in Salem, and tell them Saltissimo sent you. Lule's Car Connection.
Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
We are back with our final few moments on today's show. Today's guest is Julian Snow Harris. She is a Liza Minnelli tribute artist. Do you like being called that?
I like being called a tribute artist.
Yeah.
Because I'm paying tribute.
Because you're paying tribute.
I'm paying tribute to the lady I love.
Yeah. You think you'll ever meet her?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Would you travel to see her someplace?
I would. You know, I was very close. I got to sit next to her.
What?
I got to sit next to her at a off-Broadway musical that I used to work.
Yeah.
And one of the gals in the booth knew that she was going to be there. So as a birthday present, I wasn't working that night.
Yeah.
She said, come to the theater. I've got a surprise for you. She got me a seat right next to her.
Did you talk to her?
No. I couldn't. I just stared at her with my mouth open.
You didn't say anything to her?
No, I think I was just studying her. I was too nervous. I couldn't say anything to her.
You're kidding.
She was pretty busy.
They'd have thrown me out because I'd have been just all over.
She was pretty busy talking to the guy she came with.
Yeah.
I think she saw about 2 seconds of the show, and maybe I did too, because I was just staring at her.
Did you like even touch her or anything?
No,
arms or nothing?
I wanted to. She's so tiny.
Yeah, she is.
She's such a tiny little lady.
Tiny little thing with the hell of a voice,
isn't
she?
Oh, my gosh. Just a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on a documentary not too long ago, and she still has her voice. She's what, in her 70s now?
She's 74, I believe.
Okay. And still has her voice.
Yeah.
She's like Elvis. Elvis never lost his voice, even right up until he died at 42. He still had his voice. And Liza, I think, is one of those. She just has her voice.
Well, and she also, you know, she became very ill. She had a very rare disease, and it actually affected her speech and her motor skills. And she had to relearn how to do all that again, which is incredible.
We were going to go see when was Liza, it called the ultimate event, Liza, Sammy Davis, and Sinatra. And we were going to go see it, and the wife decided to go into labor.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and I'm sitting there going, let me think, which one should I do?
I have something more dramatic.
I tried
to buy that T-shirt on eBay, an original T-shirt of that concert.
The Ultimate Event?
I lost.
Really?
Yeah.
I have the CD.
Like the last minute.
Yeah. It's out on video, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell of a show. I mean, can you imagine being up there with Sinatra? And they interviewed her afterwards, and they asked her, they says, what's scripted? She says, the only thing we know is we stay away from Sinatra. Wherever he's at, we aren't there. So if he's walking across the stage, they're on the other side of the stage.
Yeah, that's what we do with Bo, I think.
Do you?
On stage, yeah. Like, let's leave Bo alone. We love teasing
him. So you
him.
Sat next to her for a couple of hours and didn't even talk to her?
I couldn't do it.
What's the matter with you?
I know. Well, I wasn't
Did you go in makeup?
No.
See, that would have really thrown her for a loop, wouldn't it?
I should have.
You know,
hi, how you doing?
Yeah, you look a lot like me.
Oh, gosh, that would have been funny. Oh. I was too starstruck, starstruck.
Years ago, I had the opportunity, when I was working at a radio station in the Bay Area there, they gave us tickets to go see Elvis at the Oakland Coliseum. Mm-hmm. And this was before Elvis was obese and before he had a lot of his problems later in life. Mm-hmm. And I took this gal there that I thought I was going to try to impress. So we had the backstage passes. We're about 30 feet from him. And she goes, do you really want to stay? And I go, I don't care. You know, 18 years old. She goes, no, let's just go. A week later, she dumps me. Oh. And I'm thinking, I could have met Elvis. And I didn't. I learned. Now, see, if I'd have been sitting there next to Eliza, she wouldn't have watched any of that show because I would have been cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. They'd have thrown me out after 2 minutes. Get rid of the stalker, will you?
And I'm sure she would have been lovely.
She That's probably would have.
But, you know, there's a thing, you know, in New York, when you see a celebrity, it's like nobody talks to them, nobody bothers them, and it's like this unwritten rule. It's very... I mean, I thought it was so cool.
Well, how could you be cool?
Everyone was just quiet. And it's just obviously Liza Minnelli's walking around in a crowd of people and nobody bothered her. It was
really?
So much respect. It was really cool. Let's see.
I wouldn't do good there. No, I wouldn't. And you'd be embarrassed. Like, oh, gee, why did we bring him? Jeez. All right, what else can you tell me about this show tomorrow? Are you excited about it?
I'm very excited.
Now, has Mom seen you perform before?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Have you? A couple times,
have
at
you
least.
Seen
she's so supportive.
Once?
Yeah.
So how do you know she's any good?
No, I've seen her as much as I can, you know, with her performing mostly in Portland. But I am going to go see her in San Francisco at Michael Feinstein's place.
Are you?
I'm really excited about that. It's on my birthday.
It's her 40th birthday.
Well, thank you. You're too kind. It's actually my 60th birthday. So.
You two are both starting to annoy me now. Crying out loud. Well, it's going to be a fun show, and it's taking place, like I say, if you're listening to us on Saturday, it's taking place tomorrow, Sunday. If you're listening to us on the Sunday broadcast, and it's taking place a little bit later on today, doors open at 1 o'clock. Show starts at 2 o'clock. It's at the Scottish Rite Center, which is located over there on Commercial, 4090 Commercial Street Southeast in Salem there. If you would like to make some phone calls to get some more information, you can give them a call, 503-302-6934. That's 503-302-6934. You go from here to where? You're going to go down to San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
And then where are you going from there?
Off from there, we're just...
Do you guys book your own shows?
You know, we do and we don't. We don't have an agent.
Now that's like saying, here we go.
A lot of the times we'll do a show and there's somebody in the audience that's like, oh,
isn't that the way it works?
It's really funny. It's kind of word of mouth with us.
Sure.
And it's you know, it's a surprise every month. It's, you know, oh, we don't have anything for a couple months. And then all of a sudden, you know, so it's hard to advertise shows when they kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So
do you guys rehearse a lot?
You know, we've been doing the same show for quite a while, and we usually just rehearse before the show. We have a
during sound check.
Yeah, we have a pretty solid show. So,
right.
With room to banter and to play, mm-hmm. And so.
You guys play with the audience at all?
We do. We do.
Do you go into the audience?
We do.
Both of you or just?
Both of us.
Yeah.
David definitely goes in a lot more than I do. He's, like I said, he kind of is the straight man and it's his show essentially, but, you know, he's sharing the show. We kind of go back and forth of like, this is my show. No, this is my show.
Because mm-hmm.
They're just larger than life. So.
What do you do for a music background? Is it just the piano man there?
For this particular space, we are doing just piano, Bo Ayers and I. And we've done it that way. That's kind of we call it our traveling show. It's and Bo actually, he fills in with strings and all sorts of incredible things. So
okay. Now, are you guys on Facebook?
We are. Yes, it's if just look up Liberace and Liza, you'll find us, easy peasy, and then our website.
That's it, Liberace and Liza, and there
Liberace
you are.
Liberace and Liza.
Boy,
yeah.
How'd you score that? Wow.
You can't really find a Liberace and Liza, so it's a pretty easy Google search. And then our website is www.insequencepdx.com.
In sequence
in
PDX.
In sequence. Like sequence on a blouse.
I just look dumb. I get you. So how did you come up with that?
You know, it was actually, we started out, we needed, some of the venues were asking for a company name, and we weren't officially a company yet.
Sure.
And so that just kind of popped into our head, and we just stuck with it. Seems to work.
Julian Snow Harris, will you come back and join us again? This was fun. I enjoyed it. Would you come back and do this again next time you want to promote one of your shows or something?
I would love to.
Come
by. I'll bring Liberace.
There you go.
He's not so busy.
It's a tribute to Liberace and Liza Minnelli. It's taking place at the Scottish Rite Center on Commercial. The show is on Sunday at 2 o'clock, and there are still some seats available. You can give them a call, 503-302-6934. Just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and replay Sundays at 11 a.m. here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I would love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Holmes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.